Welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast. As always, I am Adam Paulus, here to tell you about toys weekly. There we go. Just untangling my mic so I can move over to my... Oh, holy crap, this is really overmodulated. I'm sorry. Moving over to my toys this week for the Toy of the Week podcast for Entertainment Earth for June 12, 2009. I have the new Star Wars Legacy action figure wave that apparently no one else has, or not many people have yet, so I can tell you about that. There are seven new figures, counting the Build-A-Droid of HK-47 in this wave. So who are they? Good question. Let me go through them. I have them all on a display stand here. Captain Typho. It's a new version, and an outfit that has not been made as an action figure before. It's notable because it not only is it super articulated, but it also has a partial cloth garment, so he can kind of move his legs a little bit more. The overall coat is plastic, but at least he can move his legs forward if you really want to. The sculpting is great. He has a removable hat, a removable communicator, a belt that it can have a gun snapped right to it. It looks great. This is one of Hasbro's finer figures. It's got a good likeness. He's got the eye patch. The hat fits pretty well. Like any of the hats, once you take them off, they get a little bit looser, but it'll still stick on there pretty nicely. The detail is very good. The paint is excellent, but not super excellent. You know, it's not going to wow anybody, but it's certainly the right colors in the right places without any splashes. So, good job, Hasbro. Next up, we have Concept Anakin Skywalker from Episode 3. This is the first of reportedly four concept action figures being released this year. He has a blue lightsaber, not red, like you may have seen in earlier shots. Even the packaging shows it as being red, but it's not. It's blue. You know, I have it. It's blue. It looks like Hayden Christensen in an outfit that's a cross between Darth Vader and Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker. It's all black. He's got a robotic right arm, flesh left arm, boots, super articulation, a lightsaber that clings to his belt. If you want to do that, you can also take it off, and a hard plastic cape, which is pretty unusual with figures lately. Usually they're soft goods. So that's pretty great. The figure looks excellent, and if you're a concept figure fan, this is probably the figure to buy of the wave. Tyrados Gon is a super articulated Jedi Knight of the Clatooinian persuasion. It's the same species as Barada, only he's more fleshy colored. He has a blue lightsaber, super articulation, and the way they made his Jedi robes, he can actually sit down in a vehicle. So good job, Hasbro. I appreciate that. Jedi fans, you should pick this one up. It's another alien Jedi, and we don't get enough of those. Obi-Wan Kenobi is based on his Attack of the Clones appearance. This figure has his Episode II lightsaber, a hole in his belt for a lightsaber, which he does not include, and a communicator that snaps onto the back of his belt. He has some cloth on his outfit, and his hip joints of the super articulated figure can also swing out instead of just going forward and backwards, so you can get basically ball-jointed hips out of this guy. Great figure, good detail. It was going to be part of an Evolutions Obi-Wan Kenobi set that Hasbro opted not to release. Instead, we got individually carded Obi-Wan Kenobis from Episodes 4, 1, and 2. But yeah, it's a good figure. There's no brown cloak. You have to supply your own. But it looks like a good realization of Obi-Wan Kenobi from the second prequel. Rounding out the wave are Owen and Beru from Episode 2. Owen has a big, big, big coat with a really cool material, which I've never seen Hasbro use before. A huge rifle, super articulation, and a pretty great outfit. It looks just like the movie, but of course the figure has a glaring flaw, and that's his yellowish-green frosted tips on his hair. Now, I'm not usually one to criticize hair. If you've seen me, you know why. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know one thing, and that's yellowish-green tips do not make anyone look good. And Owen here could use some work. Other than that, he's a pretty nicely detailed figure. So if Hasbro ever releases him with better hair, I'd say that'd be an improvement. I would also say something similar about Beru's head. Her hair is a little too blondish. I thought it was supposed to be a little bit more reddish, but I could be wrong. Anyway, she's also fairly well articulated. She has a cloth dress from the waist down, ball-jointed shoulders and elbows and normal wrists, and she can look around and do Beru things. It's a great figure, but as a character with pretty much no dialogue in the movie, I don't find her terribly exciting, but there she is if you want it. Nothing wrong with the figure, mind you. It's very well constructed. It's just a matter of, you know, we get Star Wars figures, we can get excited about droids and aliens and bounty hunters, but the real housewives of Tatooine have never been really high on anyone's wish list. The wave was briefly in stock at Entertainment Earth, but is currently out of stock. We are accepting back orders, which means if you pre-order it now, you will be on a first-come, first-served list to get these figures, and reorders tend to come regularly. So I suggest if you have not pre-ordered them, you might want to do so. We also have risk-free shopping, so if you pre-order and you change your mind, you can always cancel your pre-order. Just do it before it ships. And I forgot to tell you about HK-47, the Build-A-Droid from the Knights of the Old Republic. The figure is this really weird red color. It looks great. He's got all these silver battle damage markings, some of Hasbro's best damage markings, I'd say. And it looks kind of like a weird 80s sci-fi creation that would have fit in with the original Kenner line quite nicely. He's super articulated with a butt. His shoulders are not ball-jointed, so they just pop right out if you try to do that. The head is also not ball-jointed. It's just able to swivel like the other Death Star droids. He does have a gun. He can sit. He has ball-jointed ankles, basically, and knees. It's a great-looking figure. If you were excited all these years to get a HK-47, you might... Well, okay, that's not true. From what I've heard of Knights of the Old Republic fans, you guys are picky, so you might be angry that it has swivel elbows instead of ball-jointed elbows. So I am warning you now that it does that, so you don't go, but I bought it, and it doesn't have ball-jointed elbows. Yes, okay, it doesn't have ball-jointed elbows, but it's still a very good figure. If ball-jointed elbows are a deal-breaker for you, and I know I'm going to get an email about this, don't bother. But other than that, it's one of the best-looking figures Hasbro's put out in quite some time. It's one of the best build droids in terms of detail overall. You really do feel like you're getting your money's worth out of this guy. I mean, if you had to drop $20 on this figure for eBay, you'd probably get it in your hand and go, yeah, okay, I can see that. It doesn't feel like you're getting taken at all. But I know how it is with, you know, the video gamer fans. We're a picky bunch. We want it done right the first time. I'm still waiting for a good Metroid Samus figure. And it's been 22 years. So that's the way these things go, unfortunately. I feel your pain. But HK-47 is a great bounty hunter droid. All of you meatbags will enjoy it. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, where I will talk about all kinds of things like these figures. If you followed me on Twitter on Thursday, you would have seen me tweet as I opened them and letting you know how they turned out. I'm also probably going to do a blog posting showing the figures and posting what you just heard on the podcast, so you can listen to that if you'd like, or rather read it, at blog.entertainmentearth.com. We're also doing some giveaways. You can read about those on blog.entertainmentearth.com if you're interested in some store credit at Entertainment Earth, which I assume you are. So, anyway, this is Adam Paulus signing off. I'll see you guys all next week. Don't forget to check our site for the latest Hasbro Star Wars releases. We got the new ARC 170, the new Clone Wars vehicle with figure assortment, new titanium, lots and lots and lots of stuff. So you'll want to check all that out on our site, entertainmentearth.com, today. See you guys in the future, where you will be spending a lot of your time.